भगवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर भवति नैस्तिकी। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 43 टाइटल्ड कृष्णा किल्स द एलिफेंट टेक्स्ट नंबर 7। संक्रुद्धा तम अचक्षणा ग्रना दृष्टि सा केशवम परामृश पुष्करेना सा प्रसय्या विनिर्गतः। संक्रुद्धस्तमचक्षणो ग्रानदृष्टि स केशवम् परामृष प्रसह्या विनिर्गता संकृतस्तमचक्षानो ग्रानदृष्टि स केशवम् परामृषत् पुष्करेण सप्रसय्या विनिर्गता संकृतस्तमचक्षानो ग्रानदृष्टि स केशवम् परामृषत् पुष्करेण सप्रसय्या विनिर्गता। माताजी दृष्टि सकेश संक्रुद्धा इन्फ्यूरिएटेड तम हिम अचक्षानो नॉट सीइंग ग्रना बाय सेंस ऑफ स्मेल दृष्टि whose vision sa he the elephant keshavam lord keshava paramrishad took hold of pushkarena with the end of his trunk saha he krishna prasaya by force vinirgata came free. Translation and purport by disciples of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Infuriated by being unable to see Lord Keshava, the elephant sought him out with a sense of smell. Once again, Kualaya Pida seized the Lord with the end of his trunk, only to have the Lord forcefully free himself. Purport: Lord Krishna allowed the elephant to seize him so that the beast would be encouraged to keep fighting. Once Kualaya Pida had thus become proud, Lord Krishna again thwarted him with his superior potency. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavam Cha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitam Cha Namahom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamine Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pasatya Deshatarine Vancha Kalpatarubhyasya Kripasindhu Yayevacha Adhitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gaurapise Namaha E Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna. So we are reading from Canto 10th, Chapter 43, titled Krishna Kills the Elephant. So this is the Leela going on when Krishna and Balaram, after Kamsa had plotted this to invite Krishna and Balaram, so Akrura brought them to Mathura. They spent the day, whole day in the city. They broke the bow. They killed many people. When they killed, broke the bow. Then after evening they went to take rest. Peacefully Lord rested, even though there was a ghastly thing had happened just before. He had his meals and then he went to rest. And next day morning began. They went to take bath. So went to the bank of Yamuna. The Lord is behaving like a small child. But same time in between he'll show that I'm not a small child. So while they are taking bath, they could hear the kettle drums. Because Kamsa had arranged for this wrestling arena, and when they heard the kettle drums, like any other small children, how they will behave. When they heard the kettle drums, oh, I think it has begun. I think we should run, or we may miss something. So both Krishna and Balaram, they come running, because they didn't want to miss. Because they came for something to see. So those days it was a tradition that, you know, the wrestlers would be called, invited to show their prowess. So Kamsa, that was the plan. Of course, there was something else, but the plan was wrestlers are called and everyone is invited to come and see. It is for the pleasure of Kamsa to see the prowess of. So when Krishna and Balaram, they came running and they wanted to enter the arena, right there blocking their way was this elephant with their the one who was sitting, and this elephant was just blocking the entrance. So naturally Krishna said that, why are you blocking, you know, move away from here, otherwise, he says in the previous verse that I will send you to Yamaraj's abode. But how does the elephant respond? It challenges Krishna. It attacks Krishna. It comes. You know how an elephant would attack? With a heavy body, if it starts attacking, it really. So now Krishna sees that, you know, the elephant is attacking. He removes his upper garment. He dries his hair. And he's all set to face. And the elephant comes and is struck first. He holds it by the trunk. Krishna slips away, as it is said here, he slips away and he struck a blow, and then he disappeared from his weave among his legs. Just visualize how it is. Such big elephant coming and it's holding the trunk, and then Krishna slips away and then it just goes between his legs. So now the elephant's body is said, it's such that it has such a huge body, but the eyes are very small. If you see the elephant body, the eyes are very small. Now it is explained that why it is small, because the elephant, if it sees its whole body, it will become more proud. That because it's such a huge body. So it can't see. It's one sense, it's very dangerous that you are very powerful, but you don't have a vision, you know, which direction you are going, what you can do. So because elephant could not see, so he was trying to find Krishna through his smell. So through the trunk. So obviously where will he put the trunk? He'll put the trunk this side, under his belly, tried this side, Krishna will move from this side, to this side, to this side, this side. And then finally, obviously, Krishna came in front. So you see in the next few verses how Krishna then went back and held the tail of elephant and started dragging the elephant. The elephant has been dragged. And then he goes in front again. Then the elephant is chasing him. Then Krishna pretends that he has fallen down. And then the elephant goes. Krishna is fallen on the earth. So goes with his tusks and attacks. But Krishna slips. So the tusk goes into the... So already his tooth becomes little loose. Then Krishna climbs up on the elephant, pulls the tusk, then kills it. Now this is violence, killing. So this is what happened in this episode. But you should understand that how Kamsa, one sense, isn't it foolish? Now Kamsa knew. Narada Muni has told him. He has heard that, you know, these boys are not ordinary. He has heard that they have killed so many demons. And then he heard about also the recent thing. They broke the bow But Kamsa still had, he invited them. One sense it is foolishness after hearing. Why did he still invite them? Because Kamsa was blinded. Now this is again very interesting, that when you have too much power, when you have confidence in your own abilities, you become blind. Now these are all blinding forces. We may see that I can see through these eyes. But if you are intoxicated by pride, then you can see but you can't see. So Kamsa could, even though seeing, he could not understand that Krishna is not an ordinary child. But anyway, because he was very fearful of death, and death is obviously very scary, no one would like to die, so he will do anything to prevent death. So he was trying his best to prevent death, so he had faith. Even if the elephant is killed, maybe my wrestlers, I am sure they will. One sense, very foolish. So in this one book I was reading about, you know how, of course it may sound very amusing. This is one in some book, it is written, once it so happened that one man was in one city, and somebody patted on his shoulder. He turned and he saw that was messenger of death. So he was shocked. And even the messenger of death was shocked. He said, "Oh, it's you? No, no, I will come to catch you on Thursday. Today is Monday." So the messenger of death said like this and he turned away. Now this man is thinking, Thursday is going to come and catch me. That's what he said. Today is Monday, so I have 3 more days. So I will leave the city. So he leaves the city and he runs, mountains, valleys, forests, goes far. I mean, how many, 3 days, how far he must have gone. He climbs on top of the mountain, goes inside a cave, and he feels. And Thursday morning, he comes out of the cave, bright sunshine. The sky comes so far away. So then when he's least expecting, again there's a tap. He looks back, there's a messenger of death. So he asks, "How did you find me here?" "Yes, even I was surprised that day. When I saw you, I said, what are you doing here? On Thursday you are supposed to be here." So, do you understand? So death is chasing every one of us. How much you try, it's an illusion to think that anyone can escape. So Kamsa, because of his arrogance and whatever you can say, he was completely blinded. Even though you are seeing all inauspicious signs, but he never ever willed that, why shouldn't I go and surrender myself. So this is the nature of illusion. This is the nature of, when we are proud. So we heard several stories before this. Krishna does it. He selects very important personalities. So the impact is very effective. It's a real effective, that he's not an ordinary person, like Indra. Indra's case was the same case, How foolish, Indra was so foolish that even after that, again, after few days, weeks, or maybe few years, he forgot. Again he started challenging Krishna. So this is the nature of false, whatever things which can cover up, not be able to see. So anyway, this is how Krishna is very merciful. How he is merciful here in this case is, he performs pastimes where there is so much violence. It is something to be really thought about, that if you read of last, actually if you see, it is just violence, isn't it? Killing. And even in Srimad Bhagavatam, there are such detailed descriptions about rivers of blood. How do you hear, river, in a Bhagavatam, rivers of blood, and in the rivers of blood there are bodies floating. heads floating, chariots floating, weapons. Now when we hear that, why is the Lord, you know, enacting these type of pastimes, you know, why so much violence? The truth is, He is specially doing it because in material world, people are attracted to these type of activities. So what is the difference then? The difference is, if a conditioned soul gets attracted to activities with Krishna in the center, the attraction is there. The attraction is there for some excitement, you know, some fight. The difference is, Krishna purifies. Krishna will purify the propensity, whatever is there. Now in Srimad Bhagavatam, there is one verse which says that even sinful activities which are such sinful reaction, one of the worst sinful reaction is killing a brahmana. Even that reaction can be erased just by hearing about violent pastimes where Krishna is there. So what we are hearing, of course, is here in the subsequent verses, we will see that it's pulling blood stain. So this question may arise, is it, how is it? Like many years back in one Bhagavatam class, one father, after hearing this verse, he was really concerned. So he asked, His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj was giving class. He said, "My son, I tell him about Ramayana, Mahabharata, and there is so much violence in that. But the problem with me now is that he takes that as something real. And in the school, I get complaints from the teachers that he is bashing his classmates. So now, one sense, it is said that it is purifying. But how is it that he is becoming violent in the school?" So Maharaj was giving this answer. He is saying that, see, this boy has a natural attraction for violence. Yes. So if not Ramayana or Mahabharata, he would get attracted to some other form of violence. But then that propensity, if he takes it up, that will be more serious. It will be. But here, because there is Krishna in the center, Ram is in the center, he will get purified. And very soon, he will become pure. This is what. But again he added, but that does not mean the father should not train him to say that Krishna killed demons, not classmates. Should also tell. Of course, there was also Prahlad who was teaching his classmates what. So that also has to be told, that discipline also has to be. But the point is that even if there is violence, there is purification. But in other words, what we see now, if you see any aspect, anything you see, right from, you take a magazine or you take newspaper, you take novel, you take the TV serials or you take the movies, you say dramas, anything you see, or the, especially the movies, which are the movies which really are hit, where there is lust and violence and with special effects. If there is real special effects, that movie becomes hit. So one time here, you know, one question was asked to Jayadeva Maharaj. Maharaj, why is it that people are getting attracted to such type of, you know, movies? But why not to Krishna Katha? Krishna Katha also has excitement, violence. So you know how Jayadeva Maharaj's answer there always. He said that it is just like a wife who is there with her paramour. The last person she wants to hear about is her husband. So we are Prakriti, we are meant for actually Krishna's enjoyment, but we are having an illicit relationship. When you have illicit relationship, you would never like to hear who is the Supreme Lord. So many times people don't want, of course people don't want to hear. Huh? So Gauranga Prabhu also asked one question that, Maharaj, why are we not making movies on this subject? If it is going to be very purifying, why not make movies? So of course there are Prabhupada disciples who have tried, they have a strong desire, they have dreams. It's a dream project. But the only question is to match with the standards of Hollywood films. Any Hollywood movie, it seems it costs around $100 million. And that lasts for only 2 hours. To make a movie like that, somewhere it matches. But the point is there. But if Krishna in center, if it is done, it will be a very purifying experience. But same time, if it is not, which is, where there is no Krishna, what exactly happens? Especially children, when they see these movies with the violence, whether it is a cartoon film or a violent, it is very natural that they absorb that type of a nature and they want to behave accordingly. It's a well-known fact. It is said that even among devotee children, the most exciting thing to talk them, of course, cowherd boys playing is not so exciting, but Bhima and Duryodhan fighting, that really brings up. So the propensity is there for violence. Why? Simple. Because by nature, the soul which is very pure, which will definitely not like violence. So that is why you will not find violence in the spiritual world. Is there any violence in the spiritual world? There is no violence because there is no need. Because there is a pure soul and the soul is attracted to Krishna and it's just loving exchange going on. But when the Lord comes to the material world, He enacts these activities only to attract the conditioned souls and He purifies them. Not just purification, even if He kills them, He liberates them. Is there anyone who can kill and liberate someone? That is Lord's mercy. So that is the difference. But here, because we have forgotten and we identify that with this body, so we are trying to enjoy through this body, this package, with this mind and senses. So that same propensity which actually is there in our heart, in a pure state, attraction for Krishna, and to be used for His pleasure or allow Him to use us for His enjoyment, that same thing get perverted. In this body, it becomes for me. And now we all know that it's a burning desire, and lust is like a burning desire. Whatever you do, you'll never get satisfied. But still, that state of burning desire, what extent a person can do? What things anyone can do? You just have to read newspaper. Right? Just read a newspaper, just turn any page and see who can do what in that state. Especially it is, why? Because when lust is burning, which is burning, and if it is not fulfilled, what happens? When lust is not fulfilled is anger. So in the state of anger, a person loses his memory, loses his intelligence, what he does, even if he regrets later. So what we are facing now is a very situation where you don't know in who you are in the midst of what type of people when you are moving around. What time, what can happen? Because people are moving around with so much of disturbed mind and, you know, unfulfilled lust, and it's anytime anger can come and anytime anything can happen. So what should we do? The devotees are moving around here, they should not move around. The point is, it is not that it is naturally going to happen, but still, as devotees, they would always be peace-loving, isn't it? Devotees are peace-loving. I mean, no one likes violence. Devotees are very peace-loving people. But then does it mean that there is no scope for violence or no scope for anger? There is nothing wrong in being angry. But that anger should be used, that violence should be used for protecting our own purity. An example is given is, if you want to remove a tumor from the stomach, there is violence needed. Isn't there violence to remove a tumor? The surgeon is cutting open the stomach. Isn't there a violence? But what is the purpose? Why is he cutting open the stomach? To remove the tumor. Now what happens when you remove the tumor? Person becomes healthy. Similarly, violence is needed to our own, to protect or to purify. If there is a need for violence, if there is no violence there, then it is, if there is no violence there, then it's really a violence. So the propensity is there. So the violence should be used in this situation, just like how Hanuman used or, you know, Arjuna used. The violence scope is there for violence. But again, coming back, it is the situation where the mood is because of unfulfilled lust, anger, and of course to fulfill the lust, there is greed. So Acharyas have warned again and again. Again and again he has warned us. We always have a tendency to find our enemies. Who is our enemy? And he is my enemy. Isn't it? The tendency is to always look out. No? He is my enemy. I don't like him, or he doesn't. I will not associate with him. But who is our real enemy? Who is our real enemy? Enemy is within us. But how much time do we start pondering on that? That enemy is within me, and I should be confronting that enemy. I should be attacking that enemy. So there is scope for violence to attack that enemy, kill that enemy. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very merciful that when he came here, if you see all the past times, if you see, there is all violence, whether it's Krishna killing Varadev, or what to speak about Narsingadev coming, killing, or even the Kurukshetra war, you name, and plus even childhood pastimes of Krishna, right from Putana onwards, is just killing, 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 just killing. Last Kesi was killed, Vyomasura was killed, then he's coming here, now again he's beginning killing. Elephant is killed, now Kamsa will be killed. So this is Krishna's mercy that he is selectively using these type of pastimes so that the propensity which is there within us of being violent, it gets destroyed. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very, very, very kind. Of course, he didn't kill. So he didn't use any weapons. So he just said that, he also told his followers that wherever you go, just jare dekho tare kraho Krishna upadesh. Only through this hearing propensity, this philosophy, this knowledge. But there is one catch in this, that whom you hear from, this is also very important. It's not that you hear from anyone. Why? Because these activities, which is so wonderful, Mayavadis, they don't believe in these activities. They don't think that really it is. So they don't want to hear. They will not hear Srimad Bhagavatam Katha. So that means they don't have faith that Krishna is a person. But then there are also Mayavadis who are taking up this Srimad Bhagavatam for their own personal gain. For example, they become professional speakers. Now they are professional speakers, but they are Mayavadis. But when these katha, if it is heard from them, it is poisonous. So Krishna is a person, so he comes as a child, he can come in whatever form. He does immoral things, moral things, supernatural things, behaves like a small, ordinary person. But any activity connected, if it is heard through proper source, like we are, here it is Sukadeva Goswami speaking about it. Then through the parampara we are hearing from Prabhupada and Prabhupada's followers. They are all surrendered souls who are performing devotional service, bhakti. When we hear from them, it is such a great opportunity for us that you get purified. It is said that you can get purified more than a person who is sitting in seclusion in Himalayas in a cave and is doing his austerity, his tapasya, is fixing his mind, his senses, and is just chanting his omkaras and such, but still just hearing from right source, you can make tremendous progress of purification. What a great blessing, isn't it? This is Prabhupada's greatness. That's why Prabhupada wanted Krishna book too. Even if Krishna book, he wanted it for Krishna's activities. If it is properly heard, one sense, this should not be approached unless... So this is in the 10th canto. Krishna's activities is in the 10th canto. So first you go through all canto. Now you know who is Krishna. And then Krishna performs his activities. It really gives joy. You just hear this. Now how it is? It's really exciting, you know? The elephant, the trunk, he's trying to catch. Then he's pulling the tusk, sitting on it. So when this is heard, it really gives a lot of entertainment is there. But then if it is heard through proper source, it is purifying. So devotees obviously in this, all this midst of so much violence going on, isn't it? If you see around, it's just violence. It is just crime, violence. You see one of the TV serial where there is they show crime and they show it, the crime, and they say that this is real story. People are attracted to it. That serial is more popular to see that exactly how did this boy kill this girl and how did it happen. So violence is naturally attractive, but it is a perverted energy of the pure soul which otherwise is natural to come and surrender to Krishna. But that same energy, when it gets perverted to that degree, is very powerful. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says it is compares between two metals. What are those two metals? Iron and gold. See the difference. What value iron has? What value have iron? And compared to gold, what is it? Nothing. But the energy is same, but when it gets perverted, this is violence. So devotees would like to be very peaceful, but still, when the occasion comes to protect their own purity, they would become violent. Or to protect dharma, you can become violent. Mrighari was most violent person. What type of violence? Can you compare his violence? He would not see the animals fully dead. He'll enjoy seeing the animals struggling, gasping for life. And that's his way. He was taking pleasure in that. There are people taking pleasure. No? By nature, we all are pleasure seeking. But there are also pleasure people who take pleasure in exploiting others, being cruel to others. That gives pleasure. There are people who take pleasure in giving charity, but there are also people who take great pleasure in being cruel to others, seeing people suffering. So this propensity, pleasure is naturally there, but the perverted thing makes it like this. So Mrighari, but when he became a devotee, when his heart was very pure, he was not even willing to cause harm to even an insignificant insect. But see the change, transformation. So this is Prabhupada's greatness, that he has given us the opportunity. So to conclude, in Prabhupada's own, one of Prabhupada's disciples, when he went to one donor, I don't know whether I am very clear about the details, but I think he went and in the discussion, the person was trying to provoke Prabhupada's disciple, and obviously he tolerated, and then he really became angry. So when he became angry, this man said, "So what has your guru done to you? See, you are becoming angry. This is what you should be. You have become angry. This is what your teaching. This is what your guru teaching." So this Prabhupada disciple responded, "You want to know what my guru has done?" He really became angry. He said, "If you had met me or you had spoken like this before I had met Prabhupada, I would have killed you. But now, I am just banging my fist on the table." So this is Prabhupada, what type of propensity people were there. You know what people came from, what backgrounds they came. Because there were people from Vietnam War, and also, do we need to know how much violence they must have committed? Of course, sake of defending the country or whatever. But when they came and met Prabhupada, They became saintly people. So the same opportunity is there for every one of us. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's prediction, otherwise, if you don't want to take this opportunity, there will be one more avatar coming. You want to wait for that avatar, and that is Kalki avatar. And when Kalki avatar comes, there is nothing. There is only one pastime in that. Just chopping heads of everyone. Because there is no one, everyone. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the very special. So just by this Harinam Sankirtan, the propensity which is there, lust, anger, which are said that they are the gateways to hell, this propensity can be destroyed by taking shelter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. And Prabhupada is the one who has given us this Krishna's childhood pastimes, and where here it is said that Lord Krishna allowed the elephant to seize him so that the beast would be encouraged to keep fighting. So once Kovalaya Pida had thus become proud, Lord Krishna again thwarted him with his superior potency. To make it more exciting, the Lord sometimes plays like a cat and mouse. You know how the cat plays with the mouse? It catches the mouse, pulls it, then leaves the mouse. And the mouse feels that, oh, he has left me, so I can run. So it runs, again he catches it. It pulls it. So this way, of course, so-called whatever material civilization, of course, we are very proud that we are making advancement. But there is not much intelligence needed that what is happening all around in the name of progress, what has happened to this planet Earth, how much exploitation it is going to affect. The one who have done, only they are only going to get affected. So we have created our own problem. And the truth is, as Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, the only solution for all these problems in this world, it sounds very simple, but it's quite profound. The only solution is, there is lack of God consciousness. That is the only solution. So if this is kept in the center, all other things are also achieved. Srimad Bhagavat Puran ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Hari Bol.